Mother's Day weekend is upon us, so we thought earlier in the week it might be fun to do Mom, I Confess, dot, dot, dot. Maybe things that your mom just didn't know that you had done in the past, you know?
Yeah, you think now it's going to be fun to share, right? She'll get a kick out of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Enough time has passed. Well, Chris, what happened to you?
So I'm 48 now, but when I was 17, I lived with my mother over in the West neighborhood by Westport and Goose Creek.
Yeah.
It'd be late at night, like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I'd go out walking. I was bored. I'd go out walking. Well, my bright idea was to go to people's mailboxes, grab their mail out of the mailbox, walk one house, two houses across the street, very erratic, and I'd switch people's mail out.
Oh,
and
no.
I would do this over a week. Then I decided to get my bright idea to grab a marker and go out and write mailbox, master, something. It was something so stupid.
Oh,
and
no.
I would start writing on people's mail, and I would do this for another week. So I remember my mother was taking me somewhere, and the neighborhood had finally gotten together and putting poster board signs on all the stop signs.
Oh,
and it
no.
said, the neighborhood watch, anybody with information or the whereabouts or the knowledge of the person that are doing this, please contact, you know, LMPD,
yeah.
$25,000 reward. And I remember mom looking the first two, and then finally she had very colorful F words. Basically, like, who in the F would be doing this?
Oh, no.
And I
was about
the size of a mouse. And I was like, I don't know, Mom. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I should have known that. Maybe I should have known better. I don't know. It was a federal offense. But anyway, I waited until I was about 30 or 32. And my mom were out for supper with my wife. And we were at Tumbleweed off of Hurstbourne Lane.
Uh-huh.
And I finally told her. And I swear, if she had, like, Superman eyes where she just shot lasers through me, yes, she would have.
Wow.
She would have so done that.
I mean, it's not every day you commit a federal offense as a kid.
Hey, Mom, remember the mail bandit?
Yeah, that was me.
That was me. Wasn't that funny?
That was me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hey, kids, don't do that.
To be at the next booth there at the Tumbleweed off Hurstbourne and just be like, what is happening there?
He's 17. He was 17 when he should have known better than that.
Should have known better.
Oh, my
but.
God.
Anyways, hey, happy Mother's Day.
But now his soul is cleansed, right?
Yeah,
he can
see?
Go
he's
forth
purged.
And the rest of his, yes, rest
yeah,
of his
and
life.
We're pretty
he's got
sure
cleared.
The statute of limitations is passed, so I think we're good, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure no one's going to pony up the reward if they turn him into the police.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Chris.